Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from Studio B. We have a special holiday treat. I have with us Peter Bien. How are you doing, bud?
Pretty good, man. Thanks for having me.
So, I'll tell you something. I'm getting ready for a talk, and I built an open source library, and I was realizing that it was stinking hard to be able to use Sandcastle and some of the older stuff to do some documentation. And so I looked at the docs that we had for some of the stuff we're doing open source, mm-hmm. and I was like, how did they make this? And Beth Massey and others pointed me to this thing called DocFX. So why don't you do an introduction of what this is, what's recently happened, so we can actually go and look at some stuff, mm-hmm. and how we get started doing it.
Okay, so DocFX is kind of our version of the continuation and the new Sandcastle, right? So we want it to be a modern Sandcastle. It's really, you know, we want to focus on things like, you know, basically having very easy documentation creation, as well as, you know, things that, you know, kind of go with kind of the modern documentation, which includes things like Markdown and GitHub, mm-hmm. you know, being able to go to source and being able to contribute very easily, and also being able to generate your static site quite quickly. So. Right. And I'm part of the MSDN team. Okay. So we actually own kind of the MSDN site. And DocFX is not just going to be, you know, this small open source project. We are actually using this, you know, for our modern MSDN experience that we're building.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so we want to open source this tool to have it just be available, and we want, you know, external contributors to come and help us make the best solution that we can possibly do.
That's an awesome introduction. So can you give us sort of an introduction of how to use it?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I can just show you kind of some of the commands and you know, basically I'll just give like an overview of the tool.
Let's do it.
And some of the commands. So DocFX comes in many flavors. It's got the IDE version, and you know, that works with Visual Studio, I believe 2015, but it works with Community, so you can just go and download the free version. I got a command line tool, which a lot of our teammates currently use. And then there's also a DNX version. And you know, that kind of works with ASP.NET 5 and things like that. That one is going to be a little bit more complicated, and I might demo it later. But for now, I want to go and demo kind of the command line version.
Let's do it.
OK. So DocFX has four basic commands that you want to know. So the first one is DocFX init. The second one is DocFX metadata. The third one is DocFX build. And the last one is DocFX serve.
Okay.
So we're going to go down that list. And so first, we're going to do kind of init. So what you're looking at right now, this is the DocFX GitHub repo. So we already have documentation here. What I'm going to do is I'm also going to create just another documentation folder. And that's going to be for our demo. So we're going to use DocFX repo as kind of the source code for our documentation demo. So
awesome.
I'll just call this doc here. And so this is going to be where we put everything, right? So all of the content for your documentation is going to go here. And to get everything started, basically, you need to first run the DocFX init command. And that's going to build a lot of the you know, the configuration. It'll default the configuration file. It'll build like just the basic TOC. Mm-hmm. It'll create like an index.markdown. So let me go to okay. So I'm actually not going to do this right now. We are working out some of the kinks.
Sure.
But you know, it should be the experience where, you know, after you go and type the command, you'll get kind of a generic set of files that contain kind of the default configuration.
I see. So DocFX init, to be clear, is just going to sort of build this default sort of project for you.
Yeah.
And it's something we're working on because there's things we're noticing we want to add later, and this is so new that we want to make the experience a little bit better. But for now, you're just going to sort of write into the folder some of the basic things that should be there.
Yeah. So and this would be available in some of the introduction tutorials and mm-hmm. things like that I will post so that all of this will be available before we get everything working as it should.
Sure.
So you'll get all these files. And then I just want to go through and just talk about every single one of these files.
Awesome.
And what they do. So the main one that you're going to basically be working on, that's going to be your configuration file for mm-hmm. DocFX. It's going to be the docfx.json file. So if I open that up real quick, can show you what that looks like. So you got a couple of sections, two main sections here. You have the metadata section. Now this section will correspond to kind of your source code. You'll put all of, you know, the location of where your source projects are that you actually want to document in this location. And so
for those that aren't familiar with Sandcastle, when we talk about documentation of code, we're talking about the triple slash stuff you put on top of the methods and the function and the classes, right?
That's right. Good point. So yeah, so as part of our kind of syntax extraction, so there's a couple of phases to kind of docfx, right? And I can go into detail, or I can give you a high overview now.
Sure.
We'll go into detail a bit later. But the first stage is kind of the syntax metadata extraction, and that's the docfx metadata command.
Okay.
And what that does, it actually uses the Roslyn compiler.
Oh, I see.
And it basically goes and extracts the syntax of your code, and as well the triple slash comments that you may have in there, which includes like summaries, parameter descriptions, and returns, and things like that. So it'll grab all of that stuff, and then it'll save it in separate, what we call kind of, you know, intermediate syntax metadata files. We use YAML format right now, but it also supports JSON. And so that intermediate metadata file is going to be the one that contains all of that syntactical information, as well as the you know, the triple slash information.
I see.
That will later be used to build out your site.
So here's a question, because generally what happened is when you compiled with XML comments, you had a special compilation checkmark that you set, and it would spit out an XML file.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just reading that XML file, you're actually going into the actual source code using Roslyn to see the structure and the comments.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that is what enables us to do that. With kind of the previous iterations, even Sandcastle, you're kind of reading the DLL files. So if you want, you know, the triple slash comments, there is a way to do it within Visual Studio, but it's going to be a separate file that you need to grab. You need to generate, you know, for that triple slash XML. And you don't have to do that here. We just do everything for you in one go.
Awesome. Cool. So that's what the metadata part is. And it's telling you where those files are that we need to actually read and build the metadata for.
That's right. So right now, I just have one of the CS projects that we have in docfx just to save time. And this here is the destination. So this is the folder that will actually put that metadata. Now, this metadata is actually going to get to work immediately, because all of the files in there, including kind of, there's also going to be a TOC.
Mm-hmm.
And that TOC is going to be kind of in the same format as all of the other conceptual content.
Got it.
So it'll just be kind of another folder where your, you know, documentation is located. But in this case, it'll be the source code. And, you know, you can add other folders in the future where you can have some conceptual tutorials and things like that as well.
Got
so
it.
It's kind of like well integrated into the entire documentation structure. So your destination is going to be the API folder. And you can, you know, configure this to whatever you want. We just call it API to be kind of simple here. And here is actually for, you know, your conceptual content, what are the files that you'll have docfx read. So you can, you know, choose to basically have it read everything, or you can specify, here's the folders and here's the various file formats that I actually want docfx to pick up. So this is kind of just a list of all of, and you see here I'm picking up all the YAML files. I'm also picking up the index.markdown file, and then this is going to be a conceptual section that we'll add later on.
That's interesting, because when it comes to documentation, when we talk about this kind of documentation, we really are talking about, there's the stuff that is API generated,
mm-hmm.
but then there's stuff of like, hey, how do you put this all together? And that's what you're calling conceptual.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
So this is a term that we use internally within MSDN. So yeah, conceptual is everything that is basically more or less handcrafted by the author, and, you know, no automatic generation involved. And then you have your resources. This is where, you know, you put all of the resources. And then the interesting thing here is the overwrite. So one of the features that I think is very cool with docfx is that you can actually add sections within your API topic. So like, say, for example, you have system.string.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have a lot of tutorials and things like that. But, you know, for this API specifically, you want to just let users know how, you know, to use some maybe the more advanced functions that you wouldn't have in a tutorial. And you want to add that in there. Well, you know, previously you would probably have to, you know, put that stuff in the remarks section, which is part of /comments.
Sure.
And, you know, it takes a lot of effort to do that, right? And Markdown is so much simpler for that. So what we've done is we actually splice, basically you can add, inject, like a remarks section, and you can author it using Markdown, and then you just tell it, you know, basically, hey, this is the Markdown section that I have for system.string, and you should put it with the system.string API section, and it'll just go and do that.
Is that the part of the MSDN documents that where we get to it, and then we all scroll to the bottom because that's where it shows us how it's being used?
Exactly, and that's kind of part of the modernization piece. You know, we take a lot of data from our customers, and people are scrolling the tables that come before it. They don't really hold that much information, right? So what we've done here, and this is also something that you can configure, you know, using the template later on. But right now we have it as default. You know, whatever you put in the Markdown section, it's going to show up first thing in your documentation.
I see.
That'll be the first thing that the users will see.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
The destination is where the actual static site that we generate would go into. And by default, it's just _site, but you can configure that whatever you want. Template is basically you can add additional templates. You can customize templates however you want. And we provide a lot of flexibility with that. This is still something that we are currently working on from a user experience perspective. You can do everything right now, but you know the user experience might be a little bit clunky, and that's something that we're working on improving in the future.
Sure.
And so right now, you know, the default template is what we have, and we'll use that for the demo.
Awesome.
And so this is everything that you need to configure for DocFX to run. Some of the other pieces that are more or less required is the TOC. So TOC, we currently support both this YAML format as well as Markdown. So this is kind of the main TOC. We actually have two separate sections of TOC. So you have the main TOC, which shows up in the nav bar. And then on top of that, you can have like section TOCs, which are on the left side.
Got it.
And you'll be able to see that later on when I continue with the demo. So first thing I'll do is actually I will remove this. So this will be part of the additional stuff that I'll add later on in the demo. And so right now you can see that we only have the home and the API reference section, and corresponding to what we added in the DocFX configuration, this is where the folder for the API reference section will be located.
So it looked like you had tutorial here, because we're going to talk about that later. Is that something that is also in DocFX whenever you add it in the future?
We can do that, probably not initially, depending on, you know, use cases. You may want a tutorial. You may want to call it something else. We'll leave that up to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the docfx.json file. If you do have that folder, eventually you have to specify in the files that you're going to have this.
Yeah, you'll have to add that later on as well. Yep.
I think it's already in there.
Yep. It is in there for our example. And so this is the TOC. Mm-hmm. And I just also created kind of an indexed on Markdown. You can add some custom styling to this because it's Markdown. We also take, you know, HTML by default, but you know, you can. This is kind of your landing page. I just have something really simple right now. And so now we have everything that we need. Let's go ahead and build it. And so the first command that previously I would run docfx init to generate this. Mm-hmm. Now I just do docfx metadata. And that's going to go into the source project that I specified and extract all of that syntax metadata in /comments.
So what it's doing, is it building a site right now just for the metadata, or is it building some intermediate thing?
It's building some intermediate thing.
Okay.
It's building the YAML files. And you'll see, actually, it has already showed up. So this API folder, mm-hmm. it will contain all of the YAML files. And we can take a look at that folder to see what's in there. So you have this manifest. The manifest is just a list of all of the APIs that are in this folder. And then for each of these, this is either a namespace or a type. So like all of your classes. And we have one YAML file that corresponds to each type. We also have a YAML file for the namespaces as well. But we don't have any YAML files for the members. That's going to be contained within the type YAML file.
Got it.
So we can just quickly open up one of these just to take a look. I'm not going to go too much into the details here. That's going to be out of scope for this tutorial. But we wanted to make kind of this YAML file, the syntax metadata, as much, you know, as readable as possible. The other thing we wanted to do is make it as simple as possible for the rendering logic to take this and then render the final site. We've had a lot of cases in the past where the syntax metadata is so complex that even to basically generate something like the syntax of the API, it's going to grab things from like 9 different places, and you have no idea how everything works
sure.
until you see the final site. So we're trying to improve on that with respect to this specific YAML file. And so on top of that, we have the TLC YAML, and that's just kind of the secondary TLC. Once I have the site built, we'll be able to see. So now I have the APIs. The next command I want to do is docfx build, and this is the API that will actually build out your site.
Got it.
And so if everything works well, we'll see a underscore site folder that shows up here. So got a couple of warnings. We can ignore those for now. And then lastly, docfx serve, it just spins up a local site so that you can preview your results.
Sure.
So we'll just go ahead and do that. We'll do docfx serve, and then underscore site is the folder that contains that actual site. So it'll open up something in localhost, port 8080, and we can go to that. Actually, let me close all of this and then just open up a fresh one. I may have to clear the cache. I'll see whether or not. Actually, no, it works.
All right.
So you can see that, you know, we have the two sections here. That's part of the, you know, the TLC YAML, and then this is just a really simple landing page. And then the API reference section, which contains everything that was in the entity model CS proj.
That's pretty remarkable. So to sort of summarize what's happened, generally you run the docfx in it to init a project, and you'd put it in some docs folder in your project.
Yeah.
Then you would sort of modify the docfx.json to tell it where everything is,
exactly.
and also what files to include. Then you'd make sure to write your TOC, table of contents, YAML files to specify where everything is
mm-hmm.
and where everything should look. Then you run the metadata, which runs the API stuff. Then you run the build, which pushes it over into the site, and then you can use docfx serve to look at the site and see it.
That's exactly right.
Nice.
Yeah. So everything's there. We don't have too many triple slash comments in here, so you won't be able to see it. But if we did, it will all show up here
sure.
as it should. Right. So this is kind of the basic site, and you know, this is ready to just be pushed into, you know, anywhere that can host.
Sure.
And we can, you know, basically push this if I wanted to GitHub pages.
Okay.
And I'll just do it quickly. I think it should be a pretty quick process.
So for those that don't know what GitHub Pages is, it's usually just a repo with a GH Pages branch that you push your stuff up, and then it just shows up on a website.
Yeah. So after you commit, there's a hook that would just put everything up onto the host. And so I think I'm going to open this. So let me just open the GitHub desktop app.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'll just copy everything that is in the underscore site folder. Into my github.io repo.
So in essence, what you're doing is there's a repo for your pages. You're just literally moving stuff over.
That's right.
Okay.
I'll just commit this.
So the cool thing about this is you can literally have this as part of like a build step.
Yeah, exactly.
To build out your docs, move it over to your GitHub repo, and do a commit.
Yeah, and that's, you know, exactly what we want it to be. And so you can integrate this so easily.
Sure.
And let's sync it. Okay. So now if I go to my GitHub IO page, I should see everything.
Looks like it's remembering the one from before.
Yeah, I think that's probably due to the caching. So if I if I clear the cache, it should be okay. And let me just go to it again now.
Maybe we can control F5 it or something. Oh, look, it's not there.
Yeah, it's not there, but it's still remembering that it was there.
And that's okay, but the thing about it is that it's pretty simple to sort of generate the stuff, put it into a folder. In this case, you did it before just to make sure everything works smoothly, but it's okay. I mean, you literally generate it, push it, and then you can put this anywhere. There's something else that I think is important that we sort of alluded to. How do you add other docs and make it feel like it's still part of the same site?
You mean
conceptual type documentation?
Yeah, and we can actually go to that and do it and just see what the process is. So, say for example, like as before, we wanted to add that tutorial mm-hmm. section, right? So I just want to add this tutorial section here. I just basically create a folder called tutorial, right? And then what I need to do is in the main TLC, I will need to add a pointer to that tutorials folder. So I'll just say this is the tutorial section, and then I'll just say this is located in tutorial. Now, the tutorial section is not just going to be a single page thing. You know, there's going to be various steps and various things that I want to have a tutorial for. So what's going to happen is I'm going to have a separate subsection TOC, right? I'm just going to move it over. Actually, I'll just move everything over, and then I'll go ahead and explain. So if I open up this TLC here, so this is going to be the tutorial subsection TLC. And within that, you know, you have your get started, and you know, we have the different versions. So maybe I'll have a separate item, a separate topic for each of the versions. And then maybe I'll talk about, you know, customized templates in another topic.
I see. So in essence, what you're doing is inside of each folder, because you can have as many folders as you want.
Oh, yeah.
You're putting a toc.yaml, and you're putting a bunch of files in there. Mm-hmm. And then you tell your docfx, hey, there's stuff in here too.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. And then it should just be as easy as that. So if I just go and build it again. I'll see if I need to clear cache here as well. But actually, just to be on the safe side, let's go ahead and just clear it. I think I cleared it previously already, so hopefully this works. But either way, I think it'll be fine. So it's done. And I'll just go ahead and serve it again. Over here. And let's do a refresh.
There it is.
There it is. So you have your tutorial section, and you know you have the subsections here. There's some small issues with respect to kind of the CSS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we made a couple big changes, so it would just need to tune it up a little bit. But in essence, you know, you have your kind of, you know, multi-section or multi-layered subsection. You have your TLC on the left here. And one thing I forgot to mention with respect to the API reference, I mean, this is something that you can, you know, add however you want. But by default, we have the filter, so you know you can just kind of filter it like this, you know, and find whatever you need.
Nice.
All right. So you can add additional sections if you want, you know, fill it with content, and just go build and serve.
So the thing I like most about this is that, like, I wanted documentation to sort of just be part of, like, the build system.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of having a utility that will run on your source projects right after you do build, right after you do test, that will generate your static site. Because, I mean, if you think about it, most of these sites are just telling you how to do stuff
yeah.
with the library, and they're telling you what the library is.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me about, there's something that I know about the ASP, I know the ASP.NET team uses this. There's something called Read the Docs.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and tell us if DocFX works with that?
Okay, so Read the Docs is something that is currently supported. I don't know to what extent. I know that the ASP.NET team has been working on it. They actually, I think they actually have a contract with the Read the Docs folks,
mm-hmm.
and they were building out kind of the, so they have this Sphinx Autodoc
mm-hmm.
system. that can, you know, basically automatically generate documentation for, I think, Java. And actually now, using DocFX, they have it working with our system, and they can generate documentation for .NET.
Oh, interesting.
For managed code as well.
So they're using DocFX inside of Read the Docs, or are we using DocFX to generate the stuff that Read the Docs can use?
So I think it's a two-step process. So first, you know, the user would still run kind of the DocFX metadata. Mm-hmm. That'll generate kind of the YAML files, the intermediate YAML files. And with Read the Docs and Sphinx, they work off of this format called RST, mm-hmm. Which is, I think, restructured text. And what their extension does, so they have kind of their extension, it takes the generated YAML files that we have, and they convert that into RST files.
I see.
That can be built through the Sphinx system.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked a lot about sort of how to do the basic stuff. What if you want to do more? What if you want it to not look like that? And I'm not pulling this stuff out of the hat, because I kind of did this already, and I was very interested in the possibility of doing that. But you can actually edit any of the templating to make any kind of site you want.
Yeah, that's right. And I think you actually had a really good example of a site that you edited. So we can just go and take a look. And you know, this is, we'll have additional tutorials on how you would do this. Mm-hmm. But you know, obviously you went through with the help of our developers.
They were very kind to me, yes.
What is the
newml.net.
Okay. Yeah, and I think this entire site was generated.
The whole site is generated by DocFX, with the exception of the index, because I made it extra special.
Okay, yeah.
And so you can see that everything is in there the way I would want to, including the getting started pages. You can see that it actually has stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was actually really impressed with how you do it, because once you know how to do templating, you say default and then look in this folder for some changes, and then you change some files, mm-hmm. and then it literally does that. And you can go and change the CSS. I mean, this looks substantially different than what you were seeing in the other DocFX. I mean, it's so that was pretty cool. Okay, so last question, just to finish up, where can people go to get started, to sort of read the documentation, to find out how this stuff works?
Yeah, so we have our site that's generated using DocFX. It's .net.github.io/docfx. Okay. So if you go here, you'll see, you know, there's a getting started guide, and you can download the latest DocFX. If you want to help us, you know, contribute, we're currently open source right now. So you go to github.com/.net/docfx, and this is our repo. And you know, feel free to fork it and, you know, make changes, give us some pull requests, create issues, whatever you want.
I see.
We'll respond as quickly as we can.
And that's awesome, because this was just open sourced like a couple of days ago.
Oh yeah.
And so if you want to get in there and see how this is working, you certainly can. I'm certainly a fan of it. I'm using it. My complaining sort of revealed that there's this cool thing that we saw, and we decided it was decided to open source it, so it's pretty exciting. So again, if you go to .net.github.io/docfx, you'll be able to get started on using this great tool. I actually incorporated it as part of my build process in my open source project, and I can put a link below so you can see how I did it. You can see how they did it. Again, take a look at it, DocFX. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks a lot.
This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.